Meanwhile, the president of Caritas Internationalis, the Global Catholic Confederation of Aid and Development Organizations, has issued a statement making an urgent appeal for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza in order to get vital medical supplies through to the sick and injured civilians there. Honduran Cardinal Oscar Rodriguez stresses the war cannot be justified by either Israel or Hamas and says it's morally repugnant to argue over proportionality when dozens of innocent children are being killed. The statement also calls for urgent action from the US, Europe and the international community at large to press for a ceasefire and create conditions for the aid agencies to be able to care for the sick and dying. Caritas works in Gaza through local partners and religious organizations, including the British-based Islamic Relief Charity, to provide supplies and services to those most in need. With the aerial bombardments and ground attacks continuing, most aid workers are now unable to reach large sections of the population. Before the air attacks started at the end of December, the Gaza Strip was already facing a humanitarian crisis with lack of food and other basic necessities due to the 18-month-long Israeli blockade. Caritas spokesman Patrick Nicholson told me the news from local aid workers in Gaza is becoming increasingly desperate, with doctors and hospitals simply unable to cope with the growing numbers of sick and injured.
Well, our local Caritas in Jerusalem works in Gaza through a series of medical clinics and centres and a mobile clinic. So they've been in close contact with their staff. And what their staff in Gaza are saying is that there's a medical crisis, a humanitarian crisis developing there, where there are too many wounded and injured because of the Israeli bombing. And there are not enough doctors, nurses, hospital beds to treat all the wounded. And because it's so difficult to move around, of the danger of being hit by an Israeli attack. Doctors can't get to hospitals. They can't get to people's homes to treat the wounded. So we're seeing innocent civilians dying during this crisis. And what we really would like to see is a ceasefire so our staff can and other doctors can get to the people who need the help the most.
What kind of figures do you have at the moment on the death toll and also those injured and in need of medical aid?
Well, the death toll is going up all the time. It's over 500 now, close to 600 Palestinians killed. There's about four Israelis killed in southern Israel. In terms of wounded, we're looking at 2,500, and that reflects really with the number of hospital beds in Gaza, which is just 2,000. So there's obviously a surplus of people who are critically wounded. These are really severe injuries caused by aerial bombardment and ground attacks, and they really do need urgent medical assistance.
This is a very strong-worded statement, isn't it, aimed at both Israeli and Hamas leaders, urging them to stop the violence immediately?
Absolutely. Our president, Cardinal Oscar Rodriguez, really feels strongly that the arguments about proportionality and blame are morally repugnant when you've got innocent children being killed. You cannot argue that this is a proportional attack, and you cannot on either side, and both sides really need to come to their senses and seek peace negotiations and dialogue to bring an end to this humanitarian crisis.
Now, of course, the latest fighting comes on the heels of an 18-month-long Israeli blockade of Gaza, which had already precipitated a humanitarian crisis, hadn't it?
The humanitarian crisis in Gaza has been growing for some time, exactly over the last 18 months. 80% of the population rely on aid. And so now, with the blockade worsening, we're seeing those people not receiving any food. There's a real shortage of money. People can't buy anything. And there's a shortage of medicine and electricity. It's very hard for us to call our staff in Gaza because the phones don't work and because there's no electricity. So we're really seeing an intensification of a humanitarian crisis for 1.5 million people.
So, in fact, even if the bombardment stopped immediately, it would take a significant amount of time before adequate food and medical supplies get through to those who need it most urgently.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are looking at obviously a huge rebuilding effort and reconstruction effort in Gaza anyway. I mean, the problem we've got with, we can get things across the border, but the problem is distributing them whilst we're in Gaza, because you just cannot reach people because of the bombardment, which is why it has to stop.
There's obviously going to be a number of other longer-term effects of this bombardment, not least of which I imagine is the trauma, particularly on the children who are witnessing the most extraordinary atrocities throughout these attacks.
Yes, I think that's right. I think the trauma of living through this, only the 18-month siege, but also this bombardment will be intense. We do have some counselling programs run by our American member Catholic Relief Services in Gaza. So we don't know yet, but they've been working in the past, and there are there will be a lot of trauma to deal with.
You say you're working with other partners there on the ground. Is it easy to work together with other local organisations throughout this very difficult period?
We do a lot of work with the parish in Gaza through the parish priest there, Father Manuel, and we also work through other church bodies, and our members work through our UK member CAFOD, works through Islamic Relief, and they're able to operate quite well. So it is possible to work with other partners and for us to provide Palestinians the aid that they need.
This statement from the Caritas president, Cardinal Oscar Rodriguez, comes on the heels of Pope Benedict's very strong appeal just a few days ago to stop the fighting there in Gaza. Do you think these kind of appeals have any effect at all on the current situation?
I think they do. I think we're seeing a huge amount of diplomatic activity, both within the Holy Land and at the United Nations in New York. And there's, in the past, this pressure does work. So hopefully it can be borne to bear on both Hamas and Israel. They can no longer continue. I think the Pope's message was, a very powerful statement, and our cardinals, Cardinal Rodriguez's message yesterday was also, clearly said that the situation is morally repugnant while children are dying. So we're seeing an intensification of diplomacy. I mean, you could speculate about the timing of the attack, that it came over the Christmas holiday season when diplomats and are away, you can see there was a window there, but now I think people are coming back to work, and we're seeing a ratcheting up of pressure on both sides, really, to step away from these attacks.
In the meantime, what can ordinary people, what can Christians do, perhaps, to try and support people there in Gaza in this very difficult situation?
Well, we'll be launching an appeal to continue providing medicine and food aid to the people of Gaza that we work through. I mean, our medical clinics treat 1,500 people each a day, six of them. So it is possible to get things through, and so you can support Caritas, or you support other aid agencies, and also talk to your governments, talk to your politicians, and impress upon them the need for peace in the Holy Land.
Thanks there to Patrick Nicholson, spokesman for Caritas Internationalis, the global confederation of Catholic aid and development organisations. And if you want to find out more about their work in Gaza, you can look them up on the internet at www.caritas.org.